Estevan. Supporters gathered at the Estevan Gospel Chapel on Saturday for the annual Coldest Night of the Year walk in support of Choose Life Ministry. The Coldest Night of the Year walk was a lot of fun, said Choose Life founder Shelley Boys. It was not too cold, thankfully, and everyone had a great time. Between $6,000 and $7,000 was raised for Choose Life's Homestead for Hope program, which supports young women with life-controlling issues. There were 22 participants in Estevan and 2 virtual walkers. 5 volunteers helped out. Supporters could walk a distance of 2 or 5 kilometers through South Estevan. After the walk, people congregated at the chapel for soup, a bun, cookies and coffee, giving them a chance to warm up and socialize. This year's top fundraiser was Andrea Miller, who raised a little under $2,000 for Choose Life. She was among the virtual walkers, as a prior commitment prevented her from being in Estevan that day. Joanne Johnston raised around $1,500. Boys noted both have participated in the walk previously and are supporters of the ministry. We didn't have the participation that we had hoped this year. Many of the walkers who had previously participated had other commitments this weekend. But we're going to try to do it again next year, and hopefully we will have better participation and be back up to the kind of fundraising that we had in the first years of the event, said Boys. This is Choose Life's biggest fundraiser of the year. People can still donate to the walk at cnov.org/Estevan. Coldest Nights of the Year walks are held at locations across the country in support of organizations that help the hurting, homeless or hungry.